I think Toddo for you would be the person who thinks he can dance. But he can't.
He'd probably just be jumping, stumping, or something.
Do you remember in JJK where he does, when he first unleashes his curse technique and he just does the claps?
Oh, yeah.
And there's that scene where you just see his face.
He's clapping, he smiles. Clap. He's just been a club, like, clap.
Bonkai Senbon Sakura Kageyoshi.
Welcome, anime fans, to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire, and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share, and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show. Oh my super lights. Have you shared the podcast? Annie.
Okay, stop. So let me. So Ed and I have been friends for a while. Okay.
Oh god.
We've been friends for over 10 years now, and every time he tells me or warns me he's gonna do something, I'm still shocked. I am still shocked.
Look, I wanted to get your attention. You need to share. Please share. So, okay, first
what
of
was
all,
that, Ed? If, what was it? What,
if anyone's heard Iskaba, if anyone's heard Iskaba, you know at the beginning he goes, "Oh my darling, oh my dabu." So mine was a remix to say, "All the super lights." Have you shared the podcast?
Gosh,
you know, that was my call. You know, oh my super lights. Have you shared the? No, but honestly,
wow.
Have you shared the podcast? Have you shared the podcast? Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Yes, I can see your face. Don't look left. Don't look right. I can see you smiling. You right there. You're listening now. Have you shared the Super Anime Podcast? You know, we know you have some friends. I know everyone listens to this. Of course, we're all friends here. But if you have a friend who's a weeb, who's an undercover weeb, you know, just share this podcast with them. You know, don't just keep us to yourselves. Share it with them. You know, we had someone reach out to us, say they had a conference call with their friends. So you could perhaps have a conference call with your friends just to say, you know, Ed is so cringy, Solo is so grumpy. It's all good. But, you know, we would just really, really appreciate if you, yes, you, I can see you now. I can see you smiling. There you go. I can see you smiling a bit. Please. Yeah.
I thought you were talking to me there. I was like, yeah, I am. Because I know. Okay. I mean, I am, but. Okay.
I'm talking to you as well, Solo. You and everyone else.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
But honestly, if you can, please. Share this with a weeb and any friends. We really, really appreciate it. You could share them your favorite episode. Share them with your favorite episode. Say, you know, this was a great episode. You should definitely check this out. So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds right now just to share it. All right. Thank you so much. I know you did it. I know. I believe. I have faith. I believe you shared it. Who's the one singing now? Who's the one singing now?
I think about it.
See why he don't sing, guys. See why he don't sing.
Spread my wings and fly.
Simon Cowell, what was that?
I would. What do you mean? I'm getting the gold buzzer.
Next, please. I think someone just...
I will leave singing to you, my friend. You could sing.
Oh, gosh. You know, I think about it every night and day.
It wasn't an invitation
anyway,
for you to sing.
I was just spread my wings and fly away. Anyway, no. Sorry. This is an anime podcast.
You're
we are getting way off topic.
Like, you're making me look bad. This is not the idea. We spoke about this before the podcast. You're not supposed to make fun of me. Man. You're making me look bad. Now, compared to your singing, guess what I look like? An idiot. Cheers.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you. Thanks, Ray. Thank you.
One of those bloopers from those shows.
You've turned me into a blooper. That's what you've done.
They have
you've
those dreams.
If people thought that, those, oh, maybe Sona could sing a little bit.
I'm going to be a superstar one day. Look, we're taking away from this episode because this is going to be a fire episode, and we've done this like crazy intro. People new here just like, I came here for anime, you know? The title's Iskaba. We're talking about club anime characters you're going clubbing with and you're like singing. But other than that, no, please share with friends and we really much appreciate it. If you're wondering what Iskaba is, I'm going to explain it soon. Thank you so much. Let's go. Iskaba! Yes, we are talking about really nothing, really, because Iskaba doesn't really mean anything. This is just a random event type of show, which, you know, Solo, you know, we're coming out of lockdown. Clubs are going to be open soon. So I thought we might as well just add this into the mix. As you know, on Super Anime Podcast, most of our show titles, about 97%, are inspired by real life music. Today, we have chosen Iskaba, Afrobeat song, to talk about the club and scene, you know. As they say in the song, we just want to party. We don't want to hurt nobody. So, as we want to party, Solo, I'm going to ask you, first and foremost, back in the days when you were Tiki Chap, you know, pre-drinks and everything, wearing your tie and dye t-shirts and whatever, back in those days, who would be a DJ, an anime DJ headliner that you'd be like, yeah, guys, I can't wait to hear his music.
What are you doing? Since the beginning, all the stuff that Ed has cut out at the beginning, guys, I wish I could come back and just play all of that. That would be an episode in itself. Okay. All right, so let's start this again. So you're asking me to set the scene of a club filled with anime characters, right?
Yeah. First of all, I want to know who's the DJ that you're going to see? Because obviously there's got to be a headliner at the club.
Of course, yeah.
So who's the DJ? Who's like, you know, the guy coming in or the guy basically headlining the DJ?
So it would be Scratch Man Apu. He would be the DJ.
Scratch Man? Who the heck's that? From which anime?
One Piece.
Scratch Man Apu.
Yeah.
Is that at latest episodes?
No. Oh my gosh. He's from the long arm. He's from the long arm tribe. Wait, and he's got piano keys for a mouth, for teeth.
Ah!
So.
I just Googled him. Okay.
he would be the DJ, and his hype man would be, you know, the beatboxing guy from, what's this anime called? Samurai Champloo.
Yes.
So that would be the hype man, and Scratch Man Apu would be the DJ. That's who I would have, and then maybe Killer B might come in halfway through to do a couple of sets. That's how I would do it. That would be my three headed headline act. That's what it would be. That's who
I
would
like
be.
That.
Yeah,
I like
see.
That.
You have to give it. You have to give this some thought. You can't just be flaring up anyone out there. They need to interplay with each other. So whilst Scratchman's doing a bit of mixing, beatboxing's going along, and then whilst there's no music going on, Killer B can be just doing some, you know, just some a cappella rapping. You know, so that's how we it change it up.
Yeah, welcome. I don't know. I can't do it, so I'm never gonna try. Oh, I like that. I mean, I didn't have that many. I just chose one because I didn't think you need a hype man. That is so true.
There goes.
I chose presenter Mike from My Hero Academia.
Oh yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. But he's just the MC for the night.
Nah, but he can spin the decks as well.
Can he?
But I like Scratch Man Apu.
It's
better,
too late.
Actually.
It's too late. It's mine. That's mine. That's my choice. My club has been sold out.
Yours is where people go when they can't get in anywhere else. That's where yours
Nah, don't try that. Don't even get, try it.
Get turned away they can't from mine, get anywhere else. They go to yours. That's what. No music, just someone shouting for like 4 hours.
Nah. He's going to bring the fire, man. He's going to bring the fire. In fact, actually, if he's the MC, I'm just thinking on top of my head right now then, the actual deck spinner would be, I would give it to, you know what? Oh, I don't want to use B because you've already used B. So I'll probably, wait. I got it. I would probably give it to the, you know what? I'll give it to the girl from My Hero Academia.
Of course you would, just because I've just taken all the good ones. So what,
No. She's really good though. She's
the
got
head,
some...
the one with the headphone jacks for is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
She's got rhythm, not rhythm, but she's got that the capability because she's got music in her. So I'd give it to her, headphone jack. All right. So yeah, and you got that synergy between them as well because they know each other. You're just bringing randoms on, so no one. Well, really
so
wants
far,
that.
Mine is clearly the better club. Let's just start there.
Okay? Audiences, I would love to know, you know, whose club are you going to? Solos or mine? Based on the headliners, you've got presenter Mike, earphone jack. You saw the event she put on in My Hero Academia. If you haven't watched it, it's an amazing event, you know. And then you've got Scratch Man Apu,
Killer B, and a beatboxer from Samurai Champloo. Come on,
already he don't even have a name.
I've forgotten his name, but either way, he's already better than yours. Already, just on the face of it, headline act. People see the flyers; they're picking mine.
But you know, we'll leave that to the listeners. So you've got that. You know the destination. You know the event.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna be in the squad? Who's the boys rolling up, you know, to the club? Who's your boys? Anime characters. It doesn't have to be boys, but yeah.
We can't have too many people. I can't have too many people rolling deep. You have to have just like a nice group is probably five, max six.
Yes. People. I remember when we used to go out. I think that was kind of the
Exactly. Five, yeah. Maybe six people. You can't just go. Oh yeah, let's get like a whole busload of people.
Nah.
Five, maybe six.
That's just too much.
Exactly. Yeah.
You'd probably get turned away from the bouncer.
Exactly. So now you're too many, man. You see, this is what, I'm thinking. Should I go first? You go first.
All right, I'll go first. Okay, listen to this squad.
You realize how smart mine is. Go on, there we go.
All right, listen to this squad, right? Okay. First off, you've got Brooke from One Piece. You know,
okay.
Brooke
brings the fire, brings the outfits.
But also with him, you've got Sanji. You know, you need that ladies' man because there's always a ladies' man in the group, right?
Okay, cool.
Next one, and you will never get this. You've got Seto Kaiba from Yu-Gi-Oh. Why?
So he can be dealing. So he can play with cards in the middle of the club.
No, because he's got money. We want VIP out here, man.
Smart.
That's
choice.
What I'm thinking about this.
Very,
I'm like,
very
I'm
smart
not,
choice. Very. Smart
I'm not
choice.
Standing in the lines like we used to, man. Those days are gone now. We've got Kaiba. You know.
Okay. Very
we just
smart.
Walk
very
around
smart.
The metal detectors, as Remy would say. And then the next one I had was Todo from JJK. You always need that hench guy, you know, the guy.
Okay, Yeah.
And then I've got Minata. You know, there's always a funny looking one in the group from My Hero Academia. He's going to be the try get all the ladies but can't get the ladies guy.
Okay.
And then my last guy was Dutch from Black Lagoon. You know, the quiet guy. Quiet, unassuming, just, you know, rolls with it, you know, yeah.
Okay, which one is Dutch in Black Lagoon?
He's the bold black guy.
Okay, cool. All right. He's not unassuming, but okay, all right.
Okay, sorry, when I say that, I mean, he's not unassuming because he's like 6'2", but he's basically quite quiet, but you know what, when things go down, he will be there. He will be, you know, we can count on Dutch.
Okay.
So, you know, he's got the expertise, as it were.
I like that. I can, I can take that. I can take that. That's a good one. But from your batch of people, I hate to break this to you, you're not getting in any clubs.
What do you mean I'm not getting
any clubs? You're not getting any clubs. Let me tell you why. So
Kyber's got money.
Yeah, but Kyber might
have money. I've already booked the table. We're in.
You're so smug. Look,
we're in. You know what I mean? It's not a case where we're in already. In fact, Kyber owns the club.
Oh my God. See, look, this is what you're doing, okay? So you've just picked, oh yeah, yeah. But you're not thinking about, so what do you look like as a collective group?
That's diversity right there,
that's
man.
That's a higgledy-piggledy mix of people. You need...
Nah, you got a diversity. You got a dead man or a guy with no skin.
An actual dead man. Okay.
That's you got a guy who could cook, a guy who's serious issues
real
with...
Real diversity there, yeah. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, I got diversity in there.
Okay.
Let's hear yours.
Let me just tell you mine. So, first off, we need, like you said, like you had Toto, I've got, you know, two people that kind of, they watch out. If things go down, you need the people that are going to back you, regardless.
Yeah, of course.
Right? No questions, just on site. Cool. Mm-hmm. Zorro.
Yeah.
One of those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second person, Yoruchi from Bleach. You know, the female, the cat.
Yeah.
Like she's kind of like got darker skin complexion. That one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those two. All right. Then I would have Light from Death Note.
What?
Yeah. Wait. Light so from dry. Death Note.
Anyway.
Light from Death Note. Okay. Light from Death Note. I would also have Yajirobe from Dragon Ball Z.
It's a bunch of clowns right now.
Yajirobe.
Yeah.
And then I'd have Nami.
Okay. Other than Yoruchi and Nami, all that squad sounds so dead.
So dead. Whenever you're a group of guys all trying to get into the club, what's gonna happen? If there's too many men, you get turned away. Remember when we were back at uni and there was too many of us, we had to split up. Either go in pairs or go get in with a group of girls that we knew and say, okay, cool, can we join your group? And then that's how we get in. So I'm eliminating that.
That's fair, but I told you, like, we already had VIP booked. So,
that's fine, but so that's what Light is there for. Light is the person. You always need the person in the group who's going to organise everything. And Light is such a schemer that we'll get into VIP and we won't even pay, all right? Light is that smart, he'll find his way around. All right?
Light is smart, but not on the club scene, man. If
you want to go dark, I can get him to say, okay, cool. Maybe assassinate one of the owners of
so
the
wait,
club.
Do they still have their powers then, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, fine. Then you could just write someone's name in there and just ask him to put you in the club then.
Yeah, I'll just write. That's so easy. Basically, he dies by heart attack, but before he dies of a heart attack...
You don't even need them to die.
Yeah, he does. The Death
command
note.
Command
them. No. They need to die.
You can command someone to do something.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think you can.
Yeah, you can. You don't just die by a heart attack. You can command them to do something.
Yeah, you can command them to do something before they die.
Before they die.
That's all. Yeah, okay, cool. So what I'll do is they die of a heart attack, but before they die, they write all our names down to be permanent VIP members from now to the end of time.
Okay, no, fair enough.
So we're always getting in regardless. Always. We're like super special VIPs. All right. So that's how it is. Then for the female diversity and inclusion, we have Yoruchi and Nami. And that would also be quite fun as well. Mm. Then Yajirobe. And obviously you've got the drinking partner with Zoro. And you know, because obviously you don't just want any drinking partner. You want drinking partners who can hold their liquor. And that's what
Zoro's
that's
why
for.
I chose Toto and Kaiba.
Eggs. I don't even know.
Maybe
Kaiba.
Maybe not Kaiba. Todo and Sanji. Well, Sanji can't hold it.
Exactly.
Sanji,
so just say Todo. Just hit Todo.
He hasn't got a stomach. Yo.
Oh my God. gosh. I can't believe that. You actually used a Brooke joke.
Oh, there's so much more coming, I'm telling you. Oh, no, you don't even have the clue. Oh, gosh.
But and that's why I would have Zoro. So Zoro would be the way he can have fun, he can drink, and he can hold his liquor. So I'd have him.
Dutch can drink, so Toto and Dutch, there you go.
Okay, cool, fine. And then Yajirobe, he is the vibe guy. You need that. You know that guy?
So Yobi Yajirobe is my Minotaur, basically.
Exactly, 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 exactly. But the difference is that with Yajirobe, he's less likely to get kicked out and arrested and charged for female for sexual harassment. So that's why I don't have any perverts in my crew. I mean, you do.
You say that, but Yajirobe is definitely out there now. Maybe
he's close. But that's why Zoro's there to keep him in check. Because, you know, they both like to use, you know, weapons. Zoro can just, like, you know, flash the blade and say, Yajirobe, keep it in check. Otherwise, you know.
But then you always, because obviously when you go to the clubs with girls, you always have to make sure they're fine, look after them. You know, I would have put girls in the group, but as I mentioned, we have Kaiba already, so we don't need them to get in.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
And also, we don't need to protect them in the clubs because we're on our own agenda, making our own movements. Now you have to watch out for Nami, Orochi,
No. Because I don't have to worry about Nami and Orochi. They can both handle themselves. They're both very strong females. They can have, not physically, I'm talking personality wise. They can handle themselves. That's why I'm not picking people like flipping Lucy from Fairy Tale. I mean, that's just a nonsense thing. I ain't picking. Or that silly girl.
She'd probably get kidnapped.
Exactly, that silly girl. Oh, no. Or Hime would get kidnapped, obviously. Just everywhere she goes. From Bleach, she'll just get kidnapped. That's just a waste of a person. Just get kidnapped. It's a waste of a
VIP ticket.
Before
you even get to the club, the bouncer would be like, just four of you. Oh, where's our remake on?
And then you just see a hollow just taking her up into the darkness. It happens every week. We'll pick her up next week. We'll fine. It's fine.
Okay.
But that's my crew, you know? That's so, and obviously, if there are things go down, don't sleep on Orochi. She can take down just as many men as I can, you know, easy. So no problem. I'm not comparing myself to an anime character.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
I know that if I was in that group, I would probably be third strongest behind Zoro.
Zoro. Yeah, Zoro be stronger than you, mate.
Zoro and Orochi, they're up there. Yajirobe probably, because he could at least do... Can he do beams? Can Yajirobe do beams?
No, he can't do beams. But he was actually quite a strong character when he was first introduced.
Okay, cool. So I'll be fourth strongest in my crew. I mean, I know I'm stronger than Light. Like, if Light, no, I can take down Light. He might kill me in the process.
Exactly. gosh. No, okay. You know, when I first heard those names, I was like, what the hell? But... You've given some good rationale, especially with the Light one. I like the Light one. I think that was the best pick. Because I thought about him, I was like, he's gonna be dry though. It's just like, that's the thing though. He gets you in the club, but he's not gonna be really entertaining inside.
No, that's the thing. It's always the quiet ones. It's always those dry ones. You think just get a little bit of alcohol in them.
Just start writing names down.
Exactly.
Die.
You know that scene? You know that scene when he's just like, it goes all crazy and he starts writing everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what we'll be doing in the club. Just getting excited and kidding.
Just getting off people dying.
Just offing people.
Put your hands up for Detroit. And he's just writing down names. gosh. All right, cool. So moving on to next one is, who would be the best dressed in the squad? Your squad.
Me. Come in. Come on.
Gosh. All right, fair enough. Woo! My brain, that's a Ric Flair.
You know, I would say, okay, from the characters, I think the best dress would probably, you know what?
You gotta say one of the girls.
It was Orochi. Orochi would be the best dressed.
I think Orochi would be the best dressed. Yeah. Fair enough.
Light would be the worst dress. Light, hands down, would be the worst.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be the worst.
Not Yajirobe?
No. Yajirobe, when it comes to having fun, I can trust him. He'll be fine. Light? No. He's the one that's coming up wearing like an oversized...
Who did he wear a suit?
Mm-mm. Yeah, he'll wear a suit everywhere. Maybe it's like a casual... Maybe like we're going to like a casual, like, you know, like those like brunch parties.
Yeah.
That type of thing. And he's turning up in suits. It's like, Light, relax, man. It's time to relax. Relax a bit. So I
don't
trust
the thing
Light.
About Light. Unless he gets that alcohol, you'd have to give him a lot of alcohol to get.
And
him,
then that tie is coming off. That tie is coming off.
Yeah,
he's swinging around his head.
I remember. I went to Barcelona in college, and it was like first time I'd been there, and I went to a club there, and there was literally a guy swinging his t-shirt in a club. It was like some techno club, and he was literally swinging his t-shirt around. It's hilarious. Yeah, basically that. Oh man, that was fun times. All right, cool. So in my group, I think obviously, as you know, Brooke would probably be the best dressed.
Okay, Todo will be shirtless.
Yes, he would be the worst dressed.
He'll be shirtless.
He would be the worst dressed. He would probably, if it wasn't for Kaiba, he probably wouldn't even get in the club. So,
but you can't. You have to. A quick one, actually. I don't know if you could trust Todo about alcohol.
What do you mean you don't know if you can trust him? Obviously, he could drink a lot.
No, I don't know. He's one of those people that's like a best of friend. Just like screw. Just trying to.
You see, and we'll get to that. But Toto and Minotaur are gonna be the ones creeping on the girls.
Just asking random people, what type best of girls do you like?
That was good. Actually, that was a good impression.
Exactly. Come on, man. All right. Okay. Sorry. Carry on.
No, that was good. That was really good. That made me laugh. Brooke, obviously, that scarf, you know, the outfits, he always brings it in one piece.
Okay,
and then yeah,
right.
Todo would be the worst dressed. All right, cool. So next one is, so we've got a string of questions. Who's most likely to be? The first one is the guy who holds up the wall, so he just stands there.
Easy, Zoro in my one.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, Zoro.
Just give him a bottle and a cup and he'll be fine.
Exactly. Mine would probably be Dutch. He would just, yeah.
Yeah. Easy. In fact, they'll probably be together.
Yeah, that's an easy one there. The guy on something. Really?
Yeah. Or Light. It'll be all Light.
I think it would be Light. Oh, you know what would happen? Yajirobe, to get some fun, would slip something into Light's drink.
Exactly.
By the way, we do not condone slipping drugs into other people's drinks. But
no, not at all. We're talking about.
This is all fictional, people.
We're talking about Skittles right now.
Yeah.
Sugar Rush.
Yeah.
Sugar Rush. That's
all. Mine would definitely be Toto, man. He would be like.
What? No.
Yes.
Wait, go through who's in your crew. You've got Dutch,
Brooke,
Sanji,
Kaiba, Todo,
okay.
Minotaur.
Okay.
It's got to be Todo or Minotaur. Probably Todo would just be like crazy on some. The guy's crazy anyway. He doesn't even need anything.
I don't think he needs alcohol. He'll be fine. I think he'll be. That's a tough one.
He definitely needs alcohol, but I think he's just crazy in general. Add alcohol in it. You times it by like 20 or something. But yeah, he would definitely be the guy on something. Just like, rah! Best of! Oh, man. All right. The guy who thinks they can dance. Or the girl, because obviously you got girls in your crew.
You know what? For you, for my one, I think it would be Light.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be enemy. Light would think.
He's so arrogant. You know what?
He's so arrogant.
That song? Whoa.
Oh, P. Andre.
Yeah. And then Light just slowly unbuttoned his shirt.
This is what I say Light is so arrogant to think that he's the smartest person, that he could never be caught. He's so on and so forth. He probably thinks he's the best at dancing. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna teach everybody in this club how to dance. And then it's like, no, you can't. It, like, there's like a cutscene and he's just doing some weird, you know, like in White Chicks, Terry Crews.
Yeah.
That would be light.
With a whistle and a
That would be light. That hands down, that would be light.
Oh, that is some extremes, boy. Nah, I hear that. That would be funny to see, though. I think mine would be Sanji. Sanji would definitely be the guy.
I don't know, but I think he could dance. I mean, he already does like half, you know, that
half
kind of
capoeira. Yeah.
Exactly, capoeira, break dancing. I think he'll be fine. I think Todo, for you, will be the person who thinks he can dance. But he can't.
He'd probably just be jumping, stomping, or something.
Do you remember in JJK where he does, when he first unleashes his curse technique and he just does the claps?
Oh yeah.
And there's that scene where you just see his face.
He's clapping, he smiles. Clap. He just be in a club like clap. 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 Oh, that's good one, Zilla. Actually, that is so true. Actually, yeah. In terms of that, I think him and oh gosh. Him and Light would be a spectacle to dance for, I tell you. But I was thinking about this. I don't think any shonen MC can dance. Would think they could dance on the dance floor. And I don't think any shonen MC can dance. Really.
No. There's plenty that can.
Like who?
Okay, let's take the main ones before we start going.
Goku can't dance. Vegeta can't dance.
Is he an MC though?
Okay, no. So Goku is though, but yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess Vegeta, you could say, technically is Z Fire. I mean, if he's not MC. Let's just include him. Screw it. Let's just include him. Vegeta can't dance. Goku can't dance. Naruto.
Nah.
Okay, what about Ash?
From Naruto. Ash not even shonen.
Yeah, but Ash can do like start flossing, you know. That's what
I said shonen. I didn't start flossing. I'm still 11, guys. I'm still 11.
Okay, let's go through them. Okay, what about
even the guy from Yu Yu Hakusho, I forgot his name, he can't dance.
What about what's his name?
Miliodas can't dance.
Oh, cool. No, he can't dance. Ichigo?
Really?
Nah.
Ichigo?
No.
I don't think any shonen MC.
You don't think any. Oh.
Listeners, I would really, really like to you to either Instagram, Facebook, superanimepodcast.com/contact. Send us a person who think that can dance.
Hinata.
A shonen MC. MC.
Hinata.
She's not an MC.
No, that one. The one from the volleyball. Haikyuu. He can dance. And he can dance.
Possibly.
He can dance.
I haven't seen him, but I think he... What, he just jumps around like a bunny?
Yeah, but if he can jump, you know, he knows timing. So if he knows timing, then he can, you know, he knows rhythm.
You know what song he would be good at?
Oh my gosh, you're flipping out.
Jump up and get down. He's another one. If he was on, like... Skittles, he would be just like jumping crazy.
What about Luffy?
Nah, Luffy cannot dance, man. He would think he could, but I don't think he can.
What about Tanjiro from Demon Slayer?
Nah.
No, definitely not Gon. What about?
Nah, I honestly don't think the only one you mentioned there, Hinata from what's it called, Haikyuu. He's probably the only one I can see, but others.
What about Eren Yeager?
Eren Yeager,
No, not Eren. I was going to say Eren Yeager, but no. I don't think Eren Yeager.
Look, listeners, go on.
Joseph Joestar, I dare you to defy me. Joseph Joestar from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Now, any of the JoJos will be able to dance.
No.
Yes.
Jotaro would not be able to dance.
Yes, they would be.
Jotaro, like, Jotaro would not be able to dance. I'm sorry. Joseph, yes.
Yeah, but their stands can dance and they can do poses.
Oh, their stands, man. I'm talking about them, man. Even Joseph Joestar, I could see him. I could see he would be smooth in the dance floor. So that was a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, see?
But not Jotaro. I don't think Jotaro will be able to dance. No, not him. Definitely not him. Good stuff. Listeners, I'm sure you're screaming, shouting, you know, let us know any other shonen MCs that you think can dance. Moving on, as the club night goes on, Solo, who's a raver always wearing the shades in the indoors, you know, the cool cat? It doesn't have to be from your crew if you don't have anyone in your crew, but I think me would probably be either Kaiba or Brooke.
No, we're talking shades. About flip it, it'll be Dutch.
Actually, that's a good point. It would be Dutch, wouldn't
it'll it? It'll be Dutch.
It would be Dutch.
Yeah, easy. Easy.
Yeah. Actually, he's always wearing shades. Yep, Dutch. Yep, true, true, true.
And if Dutch manages to get into my club, then, yeah, then obviously
that's... He doesn't want to come to your club. He's already at the littest club in...
Because he can't get in.
Nah. We got Kaiba. We can get in anywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, it's fine. If you knew if you want to come to my club, you pay me
nah,
money,
we don't want to. No, thanks. So we can hear, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Nah, we're
who
right.
said that I'm... What is... Why?
That's your club songs, man.
No,
that is a not. That is a tune.
I do not. Oh, no, it's not. No, no. It's not.
For Solo's club, it is. I'm a Barbie girl. Anyway.
From okay, all right, no worries. It's fine. It's okay.
You know, my song, my club would be like "Guilty Feet Ain't Got No Rhythm." Imagine. Anywho,
I'm that's why I'm not saying anything. I'm gonna let you say sing all of this. I'll not be the judge of you. Listeners can be the judge of you. I will not judge
Guilty
you.
Guilty Rhythm is a tune, man.
Do you know there's a that lot of a there's tune. A lot of there's because we both like we both really prefer to listen to like called man of like maybe R&B type of music, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many pop songs that I think are banging that don't get much play, like NSYNC. I dare anyone to play NSYNC and not bop their head. I dare anyone.
Oh, NSYNC were hot. But NSYNC were R&B, technically. I mean, they were pop, but they kind of like... They were pop sliding into R&B, I think, anyway.
But even still, some of the 70s songs...
I mean, Backstreet Boys. I'm not going to... I like Backstreet Boys back in the day. They were dancing to songs. Everybody!
This is not an excuse for me to start singing.
But they're not playing in my club now. My club's strictly trap.
What? No. Mine's. I would probably have more of like a concert type of jazz, slow R&B.
Oh, that's so boring.
Yeah, alternative
so
R&B.
Boring.
People
man.
Like Brent Fayez.
Brent Fayez is sick.
Yeah, he's like super Sango. Anderson, no, but you're Anderson saying, Pack. But, maybe a bit of Anderson Pack thrown
no,
in
what,
there.
But what's the, what clubs? Now, why did you go from a club to a concert? We're doing a club.
Okay, club, fine.
So then you do like R&B then?
Yeah.
I'll
try R&B, alternate R&B, jazz R&B. You know,
that's R&B.
Basically alternative R&B.
So where's this music that people gets like, you know, hyped?
Oh, don't worry. We'll throw in some rap in there. There'll be different sections. We'll throw in some hardcore rap.
You know, there's always that one song.
We'll throw in some house
just
music.
Crazy.
Some house music in there. I like house music, so a bit of house music we'll throw in there.
I need some DMX. Whatever. Or I need some Busta Rhymes. Any up? But yeah, I digress. So you know, we've already established that Solo's club has worse music than mine. So who's most likely Solo in your club to start a fight?
Well, actually, wait. Before.
You didn't even answer your shades.
I didn't even answer. Well, so my shades one would be Shino from Naruto.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I mean, he's not in your group. But
he's not in my group. But if he actually got into the club, then he would be still wearing sunglasses.
See, now you've already got like insect infestation.
But that's what I was
going to
say.
Out.
But I wouldn't actually let him in because if he says, if I ask him for his ID and he gives me his ID and I see spiders crawl up his arm, I'm going to say, I think you're a bit too old to come into this club.
You're a bit too old. More like there's an infestation and we can't allow that.
Oh, just we're at capacity. Sorry, guys. But I just saw 10 people come in. Yeah, capacity. Sorry. Sorry. That's what I think it would be. Sorry, yeah. You, what was your next quote?
Who's the guy who probably doesn't know the words to the song?
Light.
See, for me.
Light. I don't know why I was thinking about that. It'd be Light. He doesn't listen to any music. He's just killing people all day. So he doesn't know music.
Ha ha ha. Oh gosh, he's come out. He's gonna
he doesn't even know the alphabet song.
Cool, that's cool. Yeah, I think for me it would probably be Minotaur, or I know he's not part of my crew, but Chopper, because they would be so drunk they wouldn't know the words. Those little small body frames.
Small body frames.
Have you seen have you not seen it, One Piece, Chopper drunk and he's like slurring bink sake as well? He's just literally slurring the words. So he's already proven that he can't he don't know the words. Cool. Next one is, who's the guy or girl who always wears the coat in the club? You know, the, oh, aren't you hot? Nah, I'm good. To be honest, story-wise, I'm that guy.
I was going to say, it's you.
I remember most clubs I used to go to.
your puffer jacket.
Friends would be like, "Ed, aren't you hot? Like, why?" I was just too cheap to put my money. Or that, or I just couldn't be bothered to line up for the coat. The cloakroom. I just kept my jacket on, and then people are like, "Ed, aren't you hot?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm good."
Especially those days when you're wearing Timberlands. You're wearing Timberlands in a puffer jacket in a club, and you're like, "Yeah, nah, I'm not hot. I'm alright."
Oh gosh, yeah, the good old days, Timberland and that green jacket, boy. That green puffer jacket.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Oh man, but yeah, who's in your club?
You know, I was gonna go obvious and pick a character who's got some sort of ice power, and then therefore he'd always be cold. But that's just boring.
I think
from just like a personality perspective, I think Killer B would actually always wear his jacket.
Does he even wear a jacket in the anime?
No, he doesn't. So that's why I can see it. He'll just go the reverse when he's actually inside. Just wear a jacket. Because he wants to be seen as a serious rapper. So he needs to wear his jacket. So he wants to wear his jacket.
Oh, gosh. Fair enough. No, that's fair enough. For me, it would either, for my crew, it would be Seto Kaiba.
Why? You're not even, there's no, okay, let me stop. Please. Explain why Seto Kaiba would always be wearing his jacket.
I just think, like, he's distrusting of people. He has that white long jacket he always wears in the anime. So I'm thinking, like, he's just going to wear it. It's probably cost, like, 50 grand for the jacket. You don't want to put it in a cloakroom and get lost, you know. So he just wears it. And therefore, you know, he can keep his valuables with him at all times. So, I mean, no, maybe Dutch. Dutch is also another one. He probably wear his jacket as well.
Oh, his gilet, as the French call it, gilet. His body warmer. His sleeveless puffer jacket, whatever you want to call it.
Or I would say, not for my crew, but Crocodile. You know, his fur jacket.
Yeah. He would wear Crocodile. His fur jacket. Yeah, he wouldn't take that off.
He wouldn't take that off. He would just be standing there like an OG.
Actually, sorry to cut you off. Sorry to cut you off.
You didn't cut me off. I stopped.
Okay. Oh, then never mind. Guy who's always wearing his coat in the club, Guts. From Berserk. Here we go.
That loser.
See, that's why that he loser. He's probably the Guts would always wear a jacket in the club.
Loser. He wouldn't have been even allowed in my club, man. He's got seven foot tall sword. He can't let go.
Slab of metal. Okay,
he's not coming in my club. We don't allow any weapons, so gonna have to leave that out, sir. Next one. So who's most likely to get into a fight? This is easy for you, know?
No, why? Who would you say from my one?
I would have said Nami.
No, I don't think that. I don't think Nami will get it. It's most likely.
So you just chose a bunch of wimps, that's why.
What are you talking about?
Yorichi would probably, I wouldn't say any of your guys would get into a fight.
Zoro, no. Light, Light would get into a fight. He'll look at someone and say, I know when you're going to die. Do you want me to tell you? No. You're going to die in 2 years' time. I can tell. The numbers above your... There's a date above your head. I can tell.
Light, you know. Okay, fair enough.
Light's probably a problem, actually. I need to consider him. He's becoming a liability, actually.
Okay, who outside of your group do you think would get into a fight? Character-wise.
Well, that's the thing. There are so many characters that just don't take,
Yeah.
Exactly. So it could be anyone. Like, I tell you who would get into a fight. Hisoka. He would get into a fight.
Yeah, but I don't even think he would be interested in clubs because no one's strong there.
No, but what if there is someone strong
there? Oh, if there is someone strong, strong
there, he'll just start a fight. He'll just start a fight. He'll just go up to them and just punch them in the face and go, let's grow. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, no, but he's strong. But we're here to have fun. Yeah, I know, but this is more important right now. I'll see you guys outside.
You know that song. Pow!
Yeah, exactly.
I'm leaving the beat. Pow! You don't know about me. You're like, pow! I'm Hisoka. And they're just like, pow, pow, pow. That's a UK song by an artist called Lethal B. It's called
All the people in the UK have just cringed themselves into a hole right now.
Oh, 100%. 100%. 100%. But you know that song is a song whereby
it used to be flipping like basically mosh pits.
It's just mad.
There was a mosh pit every time that happened, and everyone just in a circle pushing each other around.
Yeah, I think it was banned from clubs for a while.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It was, yeah, because it just got so like
it would be surprised
so violent.
Just like anyone, if you're kind of on the smaller side, females or males.
As soon as you hear that song start, in fact, the DJ would play it and then everyone would get ready and then restart it just to make sure everyone left the vicinity, boy. And if you were like, I'm going to be strong, I'm going to stay in the circle or whatever.
To get pushed around.
Oh, good times. All right, cool. So for me, I was saying that, so Todo, obviously, he would be probably drunk by this point. And then someone would probably step on his foot. But do you know what, actually, he'll probably just say, best of friend. He'd probably be too drunk to actually fight.
He wouldn't be involved. So if he stepped in, everyone would be like, okay, cool, let's change song. It's all right. He's more likely to listen to salsa, to be honest.
Oh, that would be funny.
Or flamingo music.
Yeah. Or you know who would be probably getting to fight? Minota. trying to chat up a girl.
Listen,
to a girl.
And they've got a partner already, and you just have to hold him up by the back of his shirt. Come on, mate, let's go. Let's just go. Sorry about him. I apologize. He doesn't know. He's a little bit drunk. He's got a small body. He can't handle his liquor. Come on, let's do it. You just lift him up with one hand. Come on, let's go.
Nah, man. He'll probably be like, let's take it out.
He's trying to throw those pop off balls at him at the same balls, time.
Him. You know who would be mad outside of my crew? You know who you would not want to get into a fight with? Broly. Can you imagine Broly in the club?
When you said Broly, my mind went blank from DBZ.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's it should be okay unless his dad's around with him. I mean, he might need his dad with him to kind of, keep him...
To calm him down.
But
his dad's not going to be there.
Easy!
They play the wrong song. And he just goes Super Saiyan. Or he asks the DJ to play a song and the DJ's and like, nah.
He says no. Easy.
Oh, mate, that guy is one song away from destroying the club. Gosh, yeah, that is definitely one. All right, cool. So we're heading deep into the night now. People have had some drinks, liquors. So we've already touched upon this, but who's the guy who can't handle rejections?
Levi Ackerman.
You don't think so? I think he'd be alright.
And drunk Levi Ackerman.
Nah.
he's gonna do.
Just for the audiences and listeners, Levi from
Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, he'll be the person. Unfortunately, these people like this exist. So which I do not condone at all. But you know, those people that you give them a rejection or anything, and then they start insulting the poor person. Back. Yeah. That's Levi.
You're ugly anyway.
That's Levi. And he should be rightly thrown out the club. Rightly so. But that's him.
I don't need your club anyway.
Yes. What about you?
Mine will definitely be, we already touched upon it, Minotaur. He just won't be able to handle the rejections. He would just like be rejected left, right and center, more so just for being creepy. But you don't think Yajirobe would be
he'll laugh it off.
I don't see him
as someone who can't handle rejections. He exists in a world where everyone is stronger than him, so he should be fine with someone telling
maybe
him no.
We're thinking of DBZ then, maybe Yamcha. He'd probably be one who can't handle rejections, but then again, he's probably a ladies man, so no.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
No,
I think Yamcha will be fine in the club, man.
I'm trying to think of someone else maybe, but fair enough. And then okay, so the guy with the best pickup line,
Sanji.
But that's my crewmate. What are you talking
I know,
about?
But if because obviously my club's better and he wants to come into my club, he'll have game. I can see Sanji having game.
I don't think Sanji would have game.
Because he just falls to pieces when he sees.
Yeah, exactly. You just get nosebleeds everywhere.
And then obviously that's a health hazard, so I can't have him in my club. So I'd throw him out. So no, not Sanji. I think from my crew, I think the people with the best pickup line would probably be Zoro.
What?
Yeah.
Although
yeah,
I do have okay, so I do cringe alert, because I was doing an exercise, a creative exercise, and I was thinking, you know, what pickup lines could these guys say? I did.
I'm gonna put some earphones in. I'm putting some earphones.
No, you have to listen to this.
Listeners, you can cringe. I ain't cringing for this. Go on then. Go on.
All right. So the first one would be Brooke, right? So Brooke rolls up to a girl, you know, with his little walking stick, like a
pimp cane,
pimp daddy. And then, you know, he says, he goes up to her and then he starts talking and she says, I know. Pantsu misite morashe yoroshi desuka. And he's like, no. That was the old Brooke. This is the new Brooke. This is the fly Brooke. And then she says, but you're nothing but bones. And he goes, that's perfect. Because, you know, I can bone you good. Oh, yeah. Next one. I told you this is going to be cringe alert. Solo's not smart enough to get that joke.
No, I just wasn't gonna give you the satisfaction of laughing, of giving you the laugh.
I was gonna
give you the gap so you understood that I was laughing at you, not with your joke.
okay, next one. So next one is Sanji. So Sanji would probably like walk up to girl like, you know that song. I like it like that.
He
would just remix it to I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Then smoke it for me. Anyway, but he just, you know, he would just like roll up to her singing that in his head. Then he would be just like, approaches her, lights the cigarette, because in our club, you know, cigarettes are allowed just for Sanji. So
okay.
he lights his cigarettes and then he says, roses are red. The grand line is blue. Unlike Ace, I'll keep this fire burning for you.
I mean, that's kind of mean. I mean...
All right, next guy on the list is Zoro. So Zoro will be like... And this is from your club, you know? Because, you know... And he'll be just like... I just want to be honest, you know? I'm a man of many talents. So basically, Sanji gets rejected. So Zoro tries. Zoro comes to my club, and then, you know, because we've all got all the baddest chicks in the club. And then he comes to my club, and then he goes to the girl, "I just want to be honest. I'm a man of many talents, but I can't cook. This is true. So I hope you don't mind eating out, because ask my swords. That's all I like to do." Anywho,
that was a bad one. I'm not even gonna lie, that was a bad one. At least your Brooke one was kind of funny. Like this one, no.
Nah, that was good, man. He doesn't understand comedy, guys.
No.
Okay, the last one.
That was lost, just like Zoro would be.
All right, my last one. So this guy is none of our crews, but imagine Goku walking up to a girl, right? So Goku would be like,
"What's your power level?"
Yeah, you want to fight it now?
No.
Goku's smooth, man. Goku's smooth. So he'd be like, Goku'd be like, "You know I'm a Super Saiyan, right?" And she'd be like, "So who is it these days?" And he'd be just like, "Damn." Then he'd be like, "Well, you know I made it to Super Saiyan 3.
Goku,
right?
Where the hell are you? You know Goten's at home. You know Goten's at home. You know Goten's at home. I know he's doing this nonsense. You better bring. You better.
Hey.
This is not the husband that I'm married. All right. So you better bring yourself back home. Goten's got homework to do. You've got the dishes that you haven't washed up, and or you've just been flying around for 8 years trying to fight the universe, and you haven't even stayed at home. So bring yourself back here. Come on. I'm sorry. I apologize. He's trying to hit on you. Okay. He is a married man.
That actually would be something that happens, but this is a, that is actually so true. But this is a no teachy zone. So I'll start again. Sully don't want me to finish. She's like, "This is too cringe. It's the last one. Listeners, bear with me. So, you know I'm a Super Saiyan, right? So who isn't these days?" She says. He'd be like, "Damn." And then he'd be like, "Well, you know I made it to Super Saiyan 3, right?" And she's like, "Didn't those little boys, Goten and Trunks, do that also?" And he'd be like, "Damn. Well, have you seen Super yet?" And she'd be like, "No, not yet. It's on my anime list, though." And he'd be like, "Oh, for real? Well, I guess you haven't seen me in Ultra Instinct mode." And she's like, "What's that?" And he'd be like, "What if I told you I could predict every move you were going to make before you made it?" "Like what?" she says. "Like you coming back to mine." Moving on.
Get slapped in the face. These are all poor pickup lines.
These are anime pickup lines, yeah? That would kill. It's been a while, guys. Anyway, next one. So, Solo. The guy most likely to get drunk. I think we've already discussed
this.
Yeah,
we've done that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So you said, who was yours?
Well, I'll give another example. Usopp. I can imagine he's most likely to get drunk. But he'll be a happy drunk. So he won't cause any problems. He'll just be telling everyone he loves them, and then telling everybody how he's, you know, he's king of the giants and stuff. Just lying.
All right, fair enough. I think, yeah, like you mentioned, Light from your side, and then probably Minta. Mm-hmm. Minta from my side. Yep, that's fair enough. Guy most likely to get kicked out. You mentioned Levi, but what about from your crew? Probably Light.
I mean, Light's the liability here. He's so quiet that when he lets his head down, all hell breaks loose.
Fair enough. Mine's probably, yeah, either Todo, if he gets too riled up and gets too crunk. You're just like little John, like, "What?" "Okay." Yeah. Like, "Sir, you need to leave the premises." "What?" "Sir, you need to leave the premises." "What?"
That Dave Chappelle thing.
"So you need to leave the premises." "Oh, okay." "What?" And then, yeah, Minotaur, obviously, he's gonna get kicked out as well. Actually, yeah, probably Sanji probably could get kicked out just because he gets too many nosebleeds and just like
health hazard. Health hazard, yeah. Sir, okay, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. Like, there's blood on people's cups. We need you to leave.
You know that song, One Blood, blood, blood. Ah, man, there's too much. Guy most likely to vlog in the club.
See, this is a weird one. This is a weird one because I don't know if people vlog in clubs.
Yeah, they do. They you know the guy with the camera? Or the guy who's always like, you know, yeah, Snapchatting. I know the
guy that... Oh, okay. When you say vlogging, I thought as in like...
Sorry, I meant...
Hey, like you know, a YouTube video. Like doing a YouTube video in the middle of a club.
Nah. Snapchatting. Okay. You know, it's funny, Solo. So the reason why I talk about this, but I mentioned this question as well. So when we went to Dominican Republic, right?
Yeah.
And we went to that world's only underground cave.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why, but I wore trousers without pockets or something like that. I remember I just couldn't put my phone in my pocket. Or was I wearing shorts? I can't remember. But basically, I had to hold my phone. So I'm holding my phone on the dance floor, dancing. See a nice girl, start dancing with her. And her friend clocks I'm holding my phone. I don't know what she thought I was going to do the phone, maybe record or try and ask her number. But her friend just grabs the girl away. He's like, no. And she starts speaking in Spanish. I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, pointing at my phone. And I'm just like, no, I'm not recording or anything. I'm just holding it because there's nowhere to put it. Lesson learned. Always have a phone in your pocket just so you don't look like a creepy guy.
And learn being able to learn another language so you can explain yourself. Like, I'm just wearing leather trousers that don't have pockets.
So. I wasn't wearing leather trousers, by the way, guys. You're such a loser. Leather trousers. Yeah, that is true. I am trying to learn Spanish, but it's hard, man. For my Spanish speakers, I'm trying. I'm trying to think of something to say in Spanish now. Poke, little by little.
Just stop it.
Poke, yeah. Little by little. Who do you think will be a Snapchat in the club?
From my crew, Yajirobe.
I don't think so.
Do you remember? Okay, do you remember when we went to Miami?
Yeah.
Remember the guy that we went? People the other
like,
guy.
Oh, these guys just showing up.
Miami. Not Miami. Vegas. We went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Remember the guy that was with us? That came along with us. That wasn't part of our crew. That came later. And what was he always doing?
Vlogging or like
on Snapchat. He was always on Snapchat. That'd be like. And he's like Yajirobe.
Yes. But he, body wise, yes, but I wouldn't say personality wise.
Yeah, personality. Yajirobe's like exactly like him. Maybe.
Okay, fair enough. I can probably see that. So for me, you probably wouldn't get this. Do you know what? I said this, but then I was thinking he probably wouldn't even get into the club. Deku.
He's too young.
But he's always like documenting stuff, innit? She was wearing red. Oh, she was wearing white. Oh my God, yeah.
He's too young, man. He'll be too young.
Have we mentioned anyone in our crew that was... They should all be older, right?
I mean...
Minotaur probably wouldn't, but he would sneak in. He would find a way.
He shouldn't be in there.
Actually, now I think about it. But he would find a way. He would definitely find a way. You know when you always sneak people in the clubs? He would definitely find a way. last question, Solo. Who's getting the bragging rights as it relates to the numbers? So basically, finally... Who's the one who's going to brag that they got a lot of numbers but didn't get a single one?
Yamcha.
Yamcha is not in your crew, though.
Yeah, no, but that's the whole point. He's going to be bragging to everyone. That's the whole point. He's not even got nothing to do with us, but you just say, I'm the strongest warrior. No, you're not. Sit back down. That's what will happen. Yamcha. Yamcha would brag about it. That's one. And then from the crew, I mean, no one in my crew would actually brag about getting numbers and wouldn't get a single one. But if there was Yajirobe, it would be Yajirobe.
He thinks he's the strongest now. It would be 100% Yajirobe. For my crew, it probably, I was going to say Brook, but I think Brook's probably not going to brag about that. He's just probably going to be just trying to chase some girls outside the club. I think it would be Minotaur. It would have to be Minotaur. He'd be like, you know, I got so many numbers, guys.
He's like, you're a child. You shouldn't even be here. Go home. Where's your parents?
Like, I'm old enough. Like, I'm old enough. What's that? I can't remember that. There's an R&B song where he sings that I'm old enough. But anyway. There you have it, Iskaba, which essentially means nothing, apparently. Solo's not Nigerian in the group, so he can let me know or not. But essentially, Iskaba is a song by One Day Cole. Go and check it out. It's a really, really good song. But I would love to know what you guys thought of the episode. Also, who had a better group? Let's be honest, it was my group. You know, my club was popping. You know, Solo had, like, a crazy guy called Light just killing people in the club. All up in the news. You know, ours is chill, nice vibes. But I would love to know what you think, which anime characters you would have in the club. Please let us know, superanimepodcast.com/contact. Or you can contact us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you consume your social media. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much, guys. And we have a bonus episode this Thursday where we are going to celebrate you. Yes, all the super lights. We thank you so much for the feedback you've given to us. It's going to be all compressed into one episode just to share the love and give you all the thanks, because you really have been amazing. So be sure to listen to that. We're going to shout you people from Instagram, people send voice notes, and just people listening in general just want to give you thanks. Going to be a lot of laughs. Solo's going to try and be funny again, but he's not. And there is going to be a Solo special story sent by a super light, so you don't want to miss that. So thank you so much. Solo.
Yeah.
Iskaba, Iskalobote, Iskaloboto, we just wanna party, we don't wanna hurt nobody. We just wanna party, we don't.
See you guys. I'll catch you guys later, yeah? Peace.
We just wanna party, we don't wanna hurt nobody. Good vibes, we'll see you another time. Hey, Super Family, as always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. It takes less than 30 seconds. Doing so will allow us to grow the show and encourage us to keep putting out more content. In case you're wondering how to subscribe, rate, and review the show, just go to ratethispodcast.com/superanimepodcast. That's super with 3 U's. We will also leave a link to it in the show notes for you to go to as a simple way to subscribe, rate, and review the show. We love your reviews, so please keep them coming and we will read them out in future episodes. Please do share this podcast with anyone you feel will enjoy the show. Finally, to keep the conversation going, we're super keen to hear your thoughts, questions, and opinions on the show's discussion points. To get in contact with us, you can either leave a voice note via the mic on our website, superanimepodcast.com, that's super with 3 U's, or you can write a note via the contact section, superanimepodcast.com/contact. It's also in the show notes as well. Along with your email, please leave your name and location from where you're listening from, and we will be sure to shout you out and include some of your thoughts in the next and upcoming episodes. Have a great day wherever you are, and bye for now.